Praise the Lord Jesus Christ. This is Thurman Scrivener with the Living Savior Ministries again today. Let's come to the Heavenly Father. Father, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, Lord, I worship you and praise you and thank you for the beautiful day that you've made. I thank you for the Word of God. Lord, as the Word goes out today, as I continue to talk about blessings and curses, I ask you to reveal the truths of your mighty Word to your people, so that they will repent of their sins and get right before you so they can walk under the blessings. And Lord, I praise you for the word. Now reveal it to us as it goes out. In Jesus' name, amen. Now yesterday, we were talking about Ephesians chapter 5, where the Lord was telling us what to do and what not to do. He was telling us there to be followers of God as children, and we're to not sin. He tells us what not to do. That were not, you know, but fornication, uncleanness, covetousness, and all those things. He tells us that these things are not supposed to be named among us. Not one single time are we supposed to do any of these things. And then he says, filthiness, foolish talking, jesting, which are not convenient, but rather giving of thanks. He tells us exactly what we are not supposed to do. And then in verse 5 he said, but know this. Now, know this. Now, he's talking about to the church that know this, that no whoremonger, nor unclean person, nor a covetous person who is an idolater has any inheritance in the kingdom of Christ and of God. So I'm telling you, you need, if you're a born-again Christian, you're supposed to walk holy before God. If you're living in these sins, I wouldn't give very much for your chances to get to heaven if you die in those sins. Don't take a chance, folks. I could be wrong. I hope I am. But the way I read the Word of God, I would not want to be living as a born-again Christian. I would not want to be living in some kind of wicked sin like adultery or covetousness or uncleanliness, and I wouldn't want to die in that circumstance. Because if I did, you might very well be surprised to open your eyes instead of heaven, but hell. Because that's the way I read the Word of God. So don't take a chance. Walk holy before God. It says in verse 6, let no man deceive you with vain words. For because of these things cometh the wrath of God upon the children of disobedience. Now then, if you're a disobedient child, all these things are going to come upon you. But he tells us in verse 7, be not ye therefore partakers with them. So he's talking to the church here. Do not be a partaker with those. And he says in verse 8, for you were sometimes darkness, but now are you light in the Lord. Walk as children of light. In other words, don't walk in darkness. For the fruit of the Spirit is in all goodness and righteousness and truth, proving what is acceptable unto the Lord. And have no fellowship with the unfruitful works of darkness, but rather reprove them. Now then, whenever Satan is doing all these things, now, as he gets in and does all the things he does in the church, and I think about the different things in the church, like so many churches have martial arts. You know, when you really get in and study the martial arts, that does not come from God, but the devil. People say, well, it's good for you to train your bodies to be a fighter. I can't find anywhere in God's Word where he said fight anything except the good fight of faith over in 1 Timothy 6:12. Nowhere did he said for me to be a fighter. So I'm completely in disagreement with those people that bring martial arts into the church. Now then, I'm also, when he says here, have nothing to do with evil, and have no fellowship with the unfruitful works of darkness, but rather reprove them. Now, when you see somebody doing something you know that is sin, you need to tell them. Now, many things you tell them, they will not listen. I mean, I've been through this with many a person, especially men in some of the organizations that they belong to. They will not repent of these things. And they continue to live in them, even when you show them the truth. But the Lord just says, if you tell them, and if they do not repent, have no fellowship with the unfruitful works of darkness. For it is a shame even to speak of those things which are done of them in secret. Verse 12. It is a shame even to speak of those things which are done of them in secret. Now, when somebody does something in secret, it's always from the devil. Now, you think of the organizations, one of those organizations, I'll even name it because I've studied it in great detail. I have never belonged to this organization, praise the Lord. But the Masonic Lodge, they do so many things in secret. Now, I've studied that organization in great detail. And I know that so many things they do is contrary to the Word of God. I've got three or four different videotapes that different people have made. Different organizations from within the church have made extremely good training videos against the Masonic Lodge. And it just never ceases to amaze me the number of men and women that will not get out of the Masonic Lodge and the Eastern Star. Those things, there are so many things done in secret, and they're not according to God's Word. So if there's a question about anything, I mean, just get out of it. Don't have a part with it. You know, get with good Christian organizations. It's really quite simple. Don't let the enemy deceive you. Of course, the enemy hates you, and he wants legal right to you through sin. And so in your disobedience, you're continuing to give him legal right to you and your family by belonging to things like the Masonic Lodge and the Eastern Star. But all I can say is God says have nothing to do with things that are done in secret. And so all those things in those lodges are done in secret. It says in verse 13, but all things that are reproved are made manifest by the light, for whatsoever doth make manifest is light. Wherefore he saith, awake thou that sleepest, and arise from the dead, and Christ shall give you light. See them that you walk circumspectly, not as fools, but as wise, redeeming the time, because the days are evil. The devil is evil, and he's doing everything he can to deceive man. Wherefore, be ye not unwise, but understanding what the will of the Lord is. Now then, wherefore be ye not unwise, but understanding what the will of the Lord is. So many people will say you cannot know what the will of God is. But here the Word of God tells us to know and to understand what the will of God is. And he says, and be not drunk with wine, wherein is excess, but be filled with the Holy Spirit, speaking to yourselves in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing and making melody in your heart to the Lord, giving thanks always for all things unto God and the Father in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, and submitting yourself one to another in the fear of God. Now, isn't that amazing? He tells us all the things we're to do and not to do. So, if we go to bed angry, we give place to the devil, a foothold, and no telling what kind of trouble that you're liable to get into by doing that. Because I guarantee you, if you go to bed angry, you will give the devil place, and he will take advantage of the opportunity to get you. That's what the devil wants to do. Now then, King Saul was instructed by the Lord to destroy every Amalekite and all their livestock. He disobeyed, and for this sin he received a curse from the Lord. In 1 Samuel chapter 16, verse 14, I want to read this to you. But the Spirit of the Lord departed from Saul, and an evil spirit from the Lord troubled him. Where did that evil spirit come from? The Lord sent him. Where did that thing come from? It came from the devil. But God is the one that allowed the devil to come in, because God sent that thing over there. And Saul's servant said unto him, behold now, an evil spirit from God troubleth me. He even knew where the thing come from. Now the curse of mental illness came upon Saul because of rebellion, which is the sin of witchcraft. Now sin is the door through which a curse enters. The power behind a curse is a demonic spirit. Now then remember, a curse causeless cannot come to light. Isn't it amazing what you can learn as you begin to read God's Word? When you begin to understand that because King Saul disobeyed, God clearly told him to destroy every Amalekite and all their livestock. What is it Saul didn't understand about destroy everyone? But Saul wanted to do something else, and because he disobeyed, you got to remember, the scriptures is very clear, because he disobeyed, and for this sin, he received a curse, and the curse came from the Lord. Because I want you to hear again in 1 Samuel chapter 16, verse 14, but the Spirit of the Lord departed from Saul, and an evil spirit from the Lord troubled him. And Saul's servant said unto him, behold now, an evil spirit from God troubled you. Now then, this mental illness that came upon Saul because of his rebellion, which was the sin of witchcraft, which I said, is the door, or the sin door, through which this curse entered him. And the power behind the curse that came in to torment Saul was a demonic spirit. Now just think of that. A demonic spirit came to Saul, and he came because God sent him. And he sent him because of disobedience. When you begin to look at this all through the Word of God, in the Old Testament, this is so clear. And the Lord comes so plain to tell us in the New Testament, in 1 John 5:18, my children, do not sin. Now, that's the goal for us as Christians, since we have the Holy Spirit. The goal is not to sin. My children, do not sin. They keep themselves from evil, and the evil one cannot touch you. Which clearly means that if you walk holy before God, Satan cannot touch you. You don't ever have to be sick again. You don't ever have to be tormented. No killing, stealing, and destroying. But it all revolves around your obedience. We'll continue next week on the curses and the blessings. I'd like to invite you to contact us at 940-242-2106 for video and audio teachings. Also like to invite you out to our church, 10921 Shady Trail in North Dallas. 10921 Shady Trail in North Dallas. You go north on 35E until you get to Walnut Hill. You go east of Walnut Hill, four streets to Shady Trail. Turn right. We're down on the right, just a very short distance. We're at 10921 Shady Trail. We have services on Sunday afternoon starting at 2 p.m. We have a healing school the second Saturday of every month. Come and learn how to walk in divine health. Praise the Lord Jesus Christ.